The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi everyone, welcome to The Press, where we are going to make our picks for this week's The American Express, set our final card for the week for the event for the PGA Tour that gets underway on Thursday at three courses, with the host course being PGA West's Stadium Course. Two other courses in the event in the area of La Quinta, California, La Quinta Country Club, as well as the PGA West Nicklaus Tournament Course. So we're going to have a three-course rotation this week, as we've talked about. We've got 156 players each day, at least for the first 3 days, each group, each twosome. There's going to be two pros in each group, and there'll be two amateurs each day with them. So they're playing as foursomes, but they're going to skip around to each of the three courses in the rotation, get a run through it, and then after those three rounds, you're going to make a cut to the top 65 in ties, and then we're going to play the final round of PGA West Stadium Course, again, the tournament host course for this week, and we'll get to a winner. Now, we want to go over for everything we've talked about this week. We did our model show earlier. We want to do what we're kind of setting up as our final card this week. So, just to kind of look at a little bit of movement here before we lock some things in, John Rahm is now 6.5 to 1. Saw him 7 to 1 to start the week. He is now 6.5 to 1. Scottie Scheffler 10 to 1. Finau and Cantlay 12 to 1. Xander 20. Zalatoris and Tom Kim and Cam Young are 22. Sun Jam 25, Tom Hoagie, along with Taylor Montgomery, Sam Burns, Brian Harman, Aaron Wise 35, and then your 40 is Siwoo, your 45, Cam Davis, and then your 50s. It's only KH Lee. And then you start to kind of get out there a little bit with Jason Day, Andrew Putnam, which is someone a lot of people like this week, and I think is a reasonable wager. And then we'll start to go down the board a little bit more, and we'll get into that more as we go here. But it's been an interesting week to try to figure out where you want to go. And I think that's the case because we know the tournament history. We know guys that are 55 to 1, 10 and worse or more, tend to win this tournament. We also have one of the best tournament fields here in recent memory, if not a generation, for this long-standing tournament. So you've got to keep that in mind when you're thinking about players this week. So here's where I'm kind of thinking. I'm going to go with Patrick Cantlay at 12 to 1 ahead of the tournament. And he is going to be the only play probably longer, you know, in teens or better that I'm going to touch before the tournament. And that's because I think I can get a better number later if some of these guys stumble a little bit, knowing this is a track meet, knowing it's a putting contest. Cantlay has done very well in this tournament historically. He's going to win it eventually, I think. Sungjae interests me at 25, especially because he is a horse-for-course play, and one of the few true horse-for-course plays in this tournament. 25-1 interests me quite a bit. I may be willing to look at him in tournament. And I say that because if you look at who's playing on La Quinta Country Club on day one, Sungjae isn't in there, which means unless he puts a really good number, he's going to be a little bit behind. I think the markets will fail to price that very well because we don't know these courses as deep dive as we will do one course tournaments. So I'm willing to think that unless Sungjae goes out there and just smokes it, I might be able to get him at this number or better with a round under my belt. I do want to have Tom Hoagie in hand at 35 to 1. He's played this tournament well. He is the kind of guy that should play this tournament well. I probably will go into a little bit with Brian Harman too, but not too much. And then trying to keep in mind some guys that, you know, are kind of in that 50 or more range that I'm going to play. I'm going to play KH Lee. I like his game. I think he's playing pretty well. Showed some flashes at Sony. Showed some flashes at Kapalua. He likes these kind of track meet events. The Craig Ranch event that he's won a couple of times is a track meet event. He's right in that number 50-55-1 of his, you know, the historic record of guys who tend to win this tournament. I'd like him at 50-1, so I'm going to play him. I'm very, very tempted to play Jason Day and Andrew Putnam. They're both 60-1. I may still get there with Andrew Putnam. He's been playing really good golf, and there's no reason to truly dislike him, given his course record here. So I'm probably going to think about him very seriously. Denny McCarthy, 90-1, has my attention. I've not decided to make that play yet. But again, we come back to this idea of it being a track meet and there needing to be a lot of birdies made. Well, who better to turn to than the best putter on the PGA Tour than Denny McCarthy? I'm very interested in him. Eventually, he's going to get the win that I think he is going to get. But it is very difficult to kind of bet on him most weeks knowing he hasn't done it yet. Well, this is a place where a lot of first-timers, a lot of upsets tend to happen. Denny McCarthy is a guy I'm probably going to get behind this week. SH Kim at 130-1 is a guy I'm going to probably put a little sprinkle on. He's got the potential. He's shown it throughout the fall in different pieces, but not consistently. It's why he's in the 130-1 range, but it's possible. He has showed that it's possible, and I'm willing to ride with him for, you know, $10. I've spent a lot of money in my life on dumber things for $10 than a chance at 130-1 with SH Kim. So I'm willing to go there with him and take a chance. And then a couple of things to consider. I'm going to look at Dean Burmester. I may not play him, but he's worth a look. He played well throughout the fall. Had a couple of high finishes, finished the year very well in South Africa. He has some confidence. He does tend to gain strokes on PGA Tour fields, but I may even be more inclined with SH Kim to go Thomas Dietrich and take a chance on him because he played so well throughout the fall. He didn't particularly finish the year with his best, but he was T13 in the Ned Bank, T15 in the Worldwide Technology. Second in Bermuda, played okay in Andalusia, played okay throughout the fall. I mean, it's just kind of hard. I mean, I don't understand why that number's that high. That one screams out to me is something doesn't make sense here. And 130-1, Thomas Dietrich is a shot I am willing to take. So we're going to go down that path. I am going to play Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler has moved a little bit between 80, 90, and 100, depending on where you go. I'm going to play him. I'm just going to do it. We're going to take some deep shots. Small sprinkles, deep shots, see if we can get some payoff. Anywhere between $10 and $15 a guy. I'm not going to put, you know, $40 and $50 plays on these guys, but we're going to take some lottery tickets this week and see if one of them pays off. Ben Taylor, I will probably also go for at 130-1. Some people like Ben Griffin. I'm willing to entertain that too. Again, I'm kind of thinking of the same strategy as last week, but way deeper shots of sprinkle a bunch of guys, see if we can get something better in tournament, and take him from there. I know some folks like Callum Tarran. I like him a whole lot. I'm not going to play him, but I do like him, and I think he is on the right path to being a guy that could win this year on the PGA Tour. And there's a theory of the case that you could be a bomber here and just kind of spank it around the golf course and maybe be able to win this golf tournament. But if you look at the winners historically, that doesn't happen. So I'm not willing to buy into that just because you're long, meaning you're going to do great. No, thank you. I can't buy into that. Let's look at the first round leader market because we had a really interesting discussion about this on the model show, talking about the first round leader market, knowing that there's a very realistic possibility you could have someone in the model that you like that isn't playing La Quinta Country Club or secondarily Nicklaus Tournament for their Thursday round, because obviously that's really what you're caring about, right? You want to know if they're playing La Quinta Country Club, can you get down with them? And I think that there are some players worth looking at. Not every book is offering this as well, which I think is also kind of strange. I would like to see a little bit better offerings from some books. But nevertheless, if you can find them at your book or the book of your choice, some first round leader bets worth looking at. I think it's worth taking a chance potentially on Tyson Alexander. It's worth it to look at John Rahm. It's worth it to look at Denny McCarthy and Patrick Cantlay, I think are the plays in that space in for the week. Make miss cuts bets are kind of interesting. Because you have three rounds, you have to play well for three rounds to get to the weekend. You can't just play two okay rounds, get to the weekend, scrape by, and then stink it up, which happens fairly often. So if you wanted to take a deep shot, I'm not going to take a deep shot here. I think that's a terrible idea. But there is some potential value there if you have a feeling. I do not have a feeling, and I am not going to touch those, but, you know, you do you. And then tournament props, playoff or winning margin is important. I think one or playoff are absolutely worth a play. This tends to be a close tournament, tends to get into a playoff situation. We look at it historically, plus 250, plus 300. I'd even throw in a two at plus 350. That's pretty much the last 10 years of this tournament is one, two, or playoff. And because it is a track meet, two people tend to get to the line pretty close. And I'd be willing to take a look at those. May play them, may not, but you could do one of those and think you've pretty much got this locked. I don't see a scenario where there's a blowout. There hasn't been in more than really truly in a decade in this tournament. So I think it's worth considering that. And then I do want to get into the other two major events for the week, the one on the DP World Tour and the one on the LPGA Tour. You've got the LPGA Tournament of Champions, the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions. You have just 29 professionals in this field playing at Lake Nona. Means the odds are pretty short, and the longest shot in the field is Patty Tavitanic at 130-1. So you're not even going like five, and Patty T's had a really tough time the last year or so. I think if you're looking to bet this tournament, I would probably get it live. That's probably where I would go. But a couple of plays worth considering. Danielle Kang, 10-1. She likes this golf course. Maja Stark, 14-1. I think she's going to have a huge, huge year. And I like Jody Ewart-Shadoff at 22-1. Other than that, I probably wouldn't dig too deep. You don't tend to get that many opportunities on this tour to take a shot deeper than really 30-1. So those are probably the two plays I would look to for the winners. Nellie Korda could, or Brooke Henderson could very well win this tournament, but they're just too short, and I don't think it's worth it. You could get some decent plus money on top 10 wagers this week because you really have to bet two-thirds. You have to beat two-thirds of the field, but you only have to beat 19 other players. You could see a world where someone like Anna Nordqvist, who's plus 170 to get, and she's struggled mightily chipping and putting, but you could see a world where she could finish in the top 10 just on ball striking because it is that kind of course Lake Nona is. Then I want to get into the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship. This is the first Rolex Series event of the year. It's also the first full field event of the year for the DP World Tour. If you look at the field, it's littered with some LIV guys. There's a bunch of European Tour guys that have been playing in the Hero Cup. Tyrrell Hatton is 11-1 and the top of the table. Tommy Fleetwood, 14-1, who has a great track record on this golf course. I think I would consider playing Fleetwood at 14-1. And then try to go down a little bit deeper and find some shots maybe worth taking. I mean, I don't know. Adrian Maronk at 35-1 interests me. And then you kind of start to get deep really quickly. I still think Richard Mansell is going to win a tournament sooner than later. And Yannick Paul can interest me as well. They're both 80-1 shots. I tend to stay away from betting on the DP World Tour. I just don't have the same kind of data and confidence that I do looking at the PGA Tour. And even still, when you look at like the Amex this week, you wonder how in the world you're going to get through 155 other guys to get to the winner, knowing that this is one of those tournaments that is historically very difficult to predict and subject to some really strange winners. So general advice for this week, I would strongly caution against taking a big leap on a favorite because we know the history. I would strongly recommend sprinkling into more guys than you might normally, having those bets, getting more guys, because if you think someone 55, 80, 100, 200 to 1 could win this tournament. I've seen some folks out there talking about 400 to 1 shots worth playing this week. I'll give you a couple. I probably will not play them, but Aaron Baddeley has played well recently. That's something to consider, I suppose. Mark Hubbard, he tends to do really well in weak field events. He's 350 to 1. I'm willing to play that. I would be willing to play Mark Hubbard. I think he can win a PGA Tour event. Track meet, don't know, but he could play very well and do very well for himself here. And then I've seen Tyson Alexander mentioned a couple of places at 400 to 1. If, I mean, maybe he hits the ball a long way and has played well in first rounds recently. If he does do well, Nicklaus tournament, sets a good pace, maybe he sets himself up to give himself a chance. But if you're going to go play that, I would get him at plus 2,500 on a top 10 bet. But I would tend to look to guys in that 50 to 150 range. Stay there, stay somewhat confident in that, and go with it. But I do feel like Thomas Dietrich is quite mispriced here, and I'm willing to recommend him and S.H. Kim in that deep range. And then you can decide if you like Ben Taylor or Ben Griffin. All right, that's going to do it for us today on The Press. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I appreciate it. If you have questions, you can always get a hold of me via email, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. I'm on Twitter at Ryan Ballingy. If you want to join Golf News Net and become a member, it's $50 a year. You get access to our modeling. We're building out this week and next week a whole lot of new stuff around player profiles, strokes gained data, all kinds of ways of slicing and dicing data. Some of it will be free to access. Some of it won't be, but most of it will be available to you whether you want to be a subscriber or not, because I think having more data in your hands to help you make decisions is just going to make you better and put you in better position to wind up cashing tickets on Sundays and sometimes on Thursdays too. So thank you for listening. I've been Ryan Ballingy. We will talk to you next time on The Press.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, guys, so check this out. Have you ever heard of Goldbelly? Okay, so it's this amazing site where you can order the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants all across the country, and they will ship it straight to your door. That's right, these guys will ship you Philly cheesesteaks from Jim's or Pat's in Philly, Buffalo wings from the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, and even Kansas City's most legendary barbecue. So if you're looking to host an epic Super Bowl party, go to goldbelly.com and get free shipping and 20% off your first order with promo code GAMEDAY.